My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. This next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers clip is sponsored by Surf Easy. Surf Easy is the easiest way to protect your online privacy and identity. To learn more, go to surfeasy.com.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes explains the email she sent to Davin's divorce lawyer's receptionist, Rosa. Rosa has been hitting on Davin, and Agnes will put a stop to it. Then Davin drinks cough medicine, and it's time for sweet dreams. So listen and enjoy.
What did you tell her? She goes, well, I told her you didn't like her advances, but you were trying as much as possible to be a gentleman, and that you were trying to get a lawyer to defend you and not looking for a girl to disturb you. I think she would understand me since we are all women. Theoretically.
We're all women. The whole team here. Yeah. Aren't we guys? I mean, aren't we ladies?
Are we guys? Yes. Fucking fist bump. Great. I go, great. I hope this does the trick. I have no idea if she will understand you. She's a different type of girl. She goes, well, there are some things I know girls are good at. Me too.
Boy, that was a woman-to-woman talk.
It really was. It was.
Back
off my man.
She goes,
no, you didn't try to get my man. No,
yes,
you didn't.
She did.
She goes, I know.
Yes, she did.
I know girls are good at one thing, and one is protecting what they have. And I know I told her precisely that.
Oh, boy. She sure should did.
And I'm like, I'm sure you're right. So how's your weekend so far?
I'm afraid to talk to you, Davin.
So she asked me how my weekend was so far. I go, well, Friday night was weird. Again, I'm making this up in the moment.
As you're going, oh, boy.
Yeah. She goes, why is that?
The scariest shit comes out of him when he's making it up on
it
the
really
fly.
It really does. You're gonna like this.
I'm afraid how dark
so
you
I
are.
I do my best work on Sundays.
God, Joe's here dark shit comes pouring out of you.
I go, that cough medicine gave me some very strange dreams.
Uh-oh. Ostriches and hippos.
Yeah, really. Work your own side of the street.
You can't fucking work where I work, my friend.
Uh-oh.
Keep it moving, Mr. Ting Tong Wing.
Okay, what happened to you?
She goes, wow, were they horrible? Hope they were not. I go, I had a dream that you and me were making love.
Ooh.
And then my wife saw us and joined in.
What? Wait, hold on a second. My wife. Oh, I'm sorry.
Agnes are making love, and then the wife who I'm divorcing sees us and joins in.
Okay.
She goes, wow, that was really weird. I go, yep. What do you think it means? She goes, well, I think she would give you the divorce, and we're going to get married. Really? Is that what you
That's
got?
That's what that means, yes. Having a three-way with my wife means I'm getting divorced. Yep. That's what it means.
I go, you think that's what the dream meant? She goes, yep.
As you're all curled up and clutched in each other's arms, enough for nothing.
Really? Do you need to take the VHS cassettes? Really?
I know.
But she goes, yep, but would ask the real meaning in an African setting.
What? Wait, say that again?
Yeah, she'll get the real meaning of the dream in an African setting. I go, what do you mean?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, Africans really know how to interpret dreams and would ask some people what it really means. Really? They don't know how to move where hippos don't go into the living rooms.
They don't know what screen doors are. We can keep the damn mosquitoes out of our house.
I thank her. I go, I had another dream, which was very disturbing.
What, more than that?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
She goes, wow, okay, what is it? I go, I don't think I should say. She goes, why is that? I go, it left me with a very cold feeling. A problem shared is a problem solved, babe. Let's have it. Thanks, Dr. Phil.
What greeting card did you get that out of?
I go, okay, I guess. So my divorce is over, and I board a flight to Ghana to get you and Michael and bring you to the U.S. I have sent you $50,000 ahead of time to settle your debts and give some money to the orphanage. The divorce was decided in my favor, so I have the money I knew I would. We have arranged to meet at the airport. There is a guy holding a sign with my name on it. I say, did Agnes send you? He says, there is no Agnes. I am confused. He shoves me into the car where two other men are waiting. I do not know them. They make me breathe in chloroform. Remember, she knew what chloroform was.
Yeah.
I wake up outside of a small village. I say, I do not understand. Where is Agnes? They reiterate, there was no Agnes, no Michael. Then they slit my throat. I have never dreamed of dying before. They say when you have those dreams that you will die, often in that manner. It scared me. I know it is just a dream, but still.
Oh, snap!
Yeah, you can't fucking work my world, my friend. You do with your little ostriches. I fucking go creepy on them.
Yeah, I'm creeped out. Joe, hold me.
Just don't put it in my ass.
Well, you can, but just, you know.
Just, after, when you put it in the ass, we're done. You're done. There's no more.
No show's more.
Over. Show's
no
over.
That's ass, folks.
Puckers. Beep, 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 beep.
That's right.
All right. So what do you guys think?
I'm so fucking creeped out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Sunday's my creepy day.
Yeah, it sure is.
You like that? You like that? Fucking laying it out here. This is what happens.
I can't wait to hear what she says back.
What do you think, Joe?
You're a creep. On cough medicine.
Joe almost. I
Who doesn't know safe sexual practices in your movies?
She goes, wow, that's scary. I don't even know what to say. But for all I know, Michael and I are real.
And for all I know.
And if there is no Agnes and Michael, how would they know you are coming to Ghana? Really?
Are you that stupid?
Am I that stupid?
Do they think you're that stupid? They don't
clearly,
even know you.
Clearly.
It does not make sense, and I guess that's why it's a dream. I would have to pray about it. It's disturbing.
It is.
I go, I guess. I go, dreams don't make sense, but there are a lot of things that don't make sense that aren't dreams. I am sure I should drink a bottle. I am not sure I should drink a bottle of that cough medicine anymore.
A bottle. You drank a bottle.
Again, that was all off the top of my head. I didn't have any of that shit planned.
Oh, my God.
But I like the fact, I think I'm definitely toying with this person's emotions.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, God, he's pretty close to the truth.
I am taking them on the journey with creepiness that they take these suckers with love.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't feel sorry for this team.
Sometimes I do,
Agnes's.
And I was talking to Pip about this briefly, Joe. Sometimes I do feel a little bad about this. I know it's irrational because they're lying to me.
Well, because you're not a bad person, and these people don't seem to have the same conscience. That no, really, they'll take some poor sucker and they'll tell them whatever they want to hear just so that they get their money. And they don't care that these people get completely sucked into it and believe in this and then are completely demoralized and, you know, kill themselves or what have you. And it happens all the time.
So you like the road I take them on?
Yes, mm. Screw them!
I take them on, they get to write fucking porn, and then I take them into these fucking deep, dark
places.
So she asked me if the medicine was prescribed by a doctor. Like Joe would spell it wrong. I go, no, it was just in the house. I needed a drink and was all out. So I had so that had alcohol in it. So I drank that.
Pathetic.
She goes, okay, but I just think you should be a little careful. I go, yeah, you are right. I'm not going to drink that anymore. I got some wild turkey yesterday.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.